playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Now, LeBron, you had that bass fishing tournament this past Saturday, but you've got a crappy fishing tournament coming up this weekend, correct?
That is correct, Rob. As Rob stated, we did have our second bass tournament of the year. Rob, it was a huge success. We had 39 boats, to be exact.
Wow.
And that's a lot of boats for us out there. It was a great day. Guys caught fish, and the top three winners, you know, were all within a pound. Some was an ounce, 22 pounds, 21 and 220-pound bags. So we had a great day out there. So if you missed this bass fishing tournament, that's fine. Just know we'll do another one in a couple weeks, April the 6th. April the 6th is our next scheduled bass tournament for at Mayo. However, this upcoming Saturday, March the 23rd, Crappy Guys, we hadn't forgot about you. So this weekend, this Saturday, it is a Crappy tournament at Mayo. Crappy Rob is a little bit different because with the Crappy, you can have up to five people on your boat versus the bass, only two-person teams. So come on out this Saturday, March the 23rd, for the Crappy tournament. It's also a little bit different. The Crappy guys do leave at 7. However, they weigh in at 1. Crappy guys will weigh in at 1, where the bass guys weigh in at 3. But give me a call at 597-7806 to sign up to get more information, or whatever the case may be, about our upcoming fishing tournaments at Mayo.
And you say it was 39 boats in it.
Yes, it was exactly 39 boats. And we were, you know, overwhelmed. We were thankful and grateful for that. We paid out 6 places. The winner, he won. He had the biggest bag and the biggest fish. So he got well over $1,000 this past weekend for 4 fishing. So, again, we're so grateful and thankful for everybody that came out. It seems like everybody had a great time. We had a lot of spectators at the weigh-in watching the guys. I say, you know, one guy, he had 2 dead fish, and with dead fish, it is a quarter-ounce deduction. So we was talking yesterday, and with those 2 dead fish, that knocked him down to 3rd place. So he probably may have dead fish, but, that, you know, that's just the luck of the draw.
336-597-7806 is your phone number to the Education and Environment Building at Mayo Park. That address, 1013 Neal Store Road. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department. Here with us right now is LeBron Street. Now, LeBron, the big Easter egg hunt is getting closer and closer and closer, and we want to make sure that everybody understands and knows. For years, it was held at Huck Sandsbury. Last year, it was held at the Rocks Sports Complex, and it will be held there again this year just because it's more room, and y'all can kind of divide the age groups of the children. But it starts at 6 o'clock, and definitely by 5 minutes after 6, it's over with, correct?
It's definitely over with. I would even say 6:03 is over with. And I can't stress it enough, but it's please get there on time. Having your mindset that it starts at 5:30. Get there at 5:30. That way you have plenty of parking. That way you know exactly where to go. Because we will start on time at 6 o'clock. And as Rob stated, I can promise you at 6:03, it is over with. So, again, that's next Tuesday, March the 26th. At the Rock Sportsplex on Wesleyan Road. It's for ages 2 through 10. So the kids will be broken up into different age groups. As Rob stated, it's another reason why we head out there, because we can put each age group on a ball field versus a piece of tape separating different age groups where everybody be running over to everybody. We found out last year that was a huge success. So we're going to do it again this year on Wesleyan Road at the Sportsplex next Tuesday, March the 26th. Again, I'm going to say it starts at 5:30, so you won't be late. So give us a call. If you got any questions, or come on out. The main thing is come on out next Tuesday the 26th for the annual Easter egg hunt, ages 2 through 10.
And that date again is next Tuesday, you say, LeBron?
That's correct, March the 26th.
The 26th, so 1 week from today. Make it your plans. Now, LeBron, also, we want to encourage folks to get out, even though it's a little bit cold today. It's going to be cold the next day or two. But springtime makes its arrival later today. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow will be the first full day of spring 2024. Lots of advantages to get out and enjoy beautiful Roxburgh and Person County. A lot of different parks where you can go and walk, get some exercise. Whether you want to walk early morning, midday, late in the evening, if you want to get out and play tennis, disc golf, maybe you want to get out and walk the nature trail. And LeBron, you have said numerous times that getting out here walking circles around the track is really good for you. But if you want to step up the game a little bit, walk the nature trail, correct?
That is correct. I always tell people, you know, for me, I get bored walking in a circle. If I was to get bored walking on a treadmill, that's just personally speaking for me. But however, if you're at our trail or any trails throughout the county, walking a trail is just different scenery. You're uphill, you're downhill, different terrain, you're out there with nature. So if you never walked Mayo's trails, come on out and enjoy our trails. Speaking of that, Rob, we have been working a lot of Saturdays working on the new park and trails, and we still need manpower for that. So we had a trail cleanup, I believe it was this past weekend. I know we had another one. If you can go on social media, you'll see where different volunteers are out there cleaning. So give us a call if you're interested in helping build a new park, and if you want to be a part of the new trail system that we are building at the new park that we have on the 280-some acres that the county has acquired for us. Just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information about that.
Well, now, LeBron, a question for you. If someone wants to come down to Mayo Park just for one day and maybe rent a canoe, paddleboard, a kayak, that is an option, correct?
Always an option. Yes, it's always an option to do. However, especially in the prime months, we do ask that you, well, it's up to you, but it's a good idea. Let's say that's a good idea that you call and reserve it because they do get going quick, fast, and in a hurry, especially in our prime months, especially on the pretty weekends or the pretty days in general. So we do have some brand new ones that's never even touched the water. So we are just about ready for you.
1013 Neil Store Road is the address of the Education and Environment Building at Mayo Park. That is the main office there at Mayo Park. Want to just make mention that that building is available for rent. Also, the beautiful amphitheater is available for rent. So if you're looking at a wedding venue, maybe a bridal shower, a birthday party, or something like that, that you would like to have that type of gathering, just keep in mind the Education and Environment Building is available. Also, picnic shelters are free to use on a first-come, first-served basis there at Mayo. But if you want to secure a certain picnic shelter at a certain day or time, just see them right there at the office. It's a small fee to do that, but it'll be ready when you are. One other thing, LeBron, and we can't stress it enough, for folks that want to camp at Mayo Park, the earlier they can book, the more chance they are of getting a reservation, correct?
That is correct, Rob. I was talking to someone just last night, and you know, they were asking me, you know, how we're ready for upcoming season. They said I'm pretty sure you're filled up for the summer, and I'm not filled up for the summer. Now, holidays are filled up. However, it will get filled up as time goes on. So look at your calendars, get with your family, and go ahead and give us a call or give us a try at Mayo. We're doing great things out there. Last year, we had a huge success. Not too many hiccups, but just the main thing is get on the calendar so you can plan to come out there.
Now, LeBron, tell us about bingo night.
Yes, Rob. Through the Parks and Rec system, you know, there's always something going on with Mayo or the Special Olympics or whatever the case may be, the Kirby. We're all under one big umbrella. So with that being said, we do have bingo night coming up. You still have a couple weeks for it. It's not until April the 9th and the 23rd. April the 9th and the 23rd, we will be having bingo nights. It's $8 a person. And that also, if you pay the $8, you get two cards with that. So, again, that's April 9th through and the 23rd. And if you want to get more cards, that's fine. It's just $2 per card. Give us a call at 597-1755 for more information.
Now, again, 1 week from today will be the Easter egg hunt,
yes,
sponsored by the Person County Parks and Rec Department, and it will take place at the Rock Sports Complex. Now, LeBron, folks need to try to be there by 5:30 and to be in place by 5:45 because at 6 o'clock sharp,
yes,
that's when they turn the little egg hunters loose,
yes,
and the eggs don't last long.
I can promise you it will not be that long. 6:03, I can just 6:05 at the latest, Rob. I can promise you it is all over with. It is all set and done. So, again, have in your head that you need to be there at 5:30. Again, it's next Tuesday, March the 26th for ages 2 through 10.
Now, LeBron, one more time for folks that want to make reservations for camping at Mayo Park, they need to go ahead and do this ASAP, correct?
If they would like to camp at Mayo Park, they definitely would like to do that, especially like on the weekends, and you know, Thursday through a Sunday or Friday through Friday night and Saturday night, leaving on Sunday, where you do fill up quickly on the weekends. However, if you want to come camping like a Sunday through a Thursday, we're just about always have some availability. Well, again, give us a call. Also, don't forget the Crappy Tournament is this upcoming Saturday, March the 23rd. Give me a call at 597-7806.
Now, LeBron, I know you've said in the past that the guys that take part in the bass fishing tournament, a lot of them and the biggest majority of them release the fish after,
yes,
weigh-in. Now, what about the crappy folks? Do they release them or keep them?
Most of the time, Rob, seems that they keep them. Some of the guys will release them, but the crappy guys will keep the crappy over the bass guys. And I will say the crappy have been doing very well out there. I talked to two or three different guys last week, and they were catching 25. I talked to one guy Friday. He said he caught 25, and another guy caught 40-some and 30-some. So crappy have been doing good. Likewise with the bass, this past weekend, guys said they caught fish, caught a plenty of fish. But, you know, you can only keep your five biggest. So fish, Mayo is doing very good right now. This is the prime month for it, March and April, and after that, we'll die off a little bit. But needless to say, fishing is very well right now.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning.
My pleasure. Y'all listeners have a good day.